This is the Evil Never Dies podcast midweek show. Keep it evil, everyone.
The Evil Never Dies podcast.
What's up, evil ones? Welcome back to the Evil Never Dies podcast, episode 237, and this is the midweek show. Sorry, I'm a day late here, but I was planning on doing a different album than I'm going to do tonight, and I got to researching it, and there's a lot more to that album that we could do a full episode on, so I'm going to save it. So anyway, I hope everybody's having a good week so far. And this week, I am going to be covering the 16th and current studio album by death metal band Cannibal Corpse. And the name of the album is Chaos Horrific. The band members for this album are George Corpse Grinder Fisher on lead vocals and growls, Eric Rutan on lead guitar, backing vocals, and he also produced and mixed the record, and it was actually done at his studio, Mana Recordings in St. Petersburg, Florida. Next, we got Rob Barrett on rhythm guitar, Alex Webster on bass guitar, and Paul Mazurkiewicz on drums. The album artwork was done by Vince Locke, and if you've ever seen a Cannibal Corpse album cover before, you know that they're very gory and grotesque, and this one is no different. Basically, it's a zombie horde in a cemetery chewing on people. It was released September 22nd, 2023. Genre, of course, is death metal. Length of the album is 39 minutes and 15 seconds. Put out on Metal Blade Records. Now, it didn't do too bad in the charts either. UK album downloads 27, UK independent albums hit number 8, and UK rock and metal albums that got to number 1. US Billboard Top 200 142, independent albums by Billboard 26, and top hard rock albums for Billboard at hit number 9. So not too shabby. They started writing material for this album right after they got done with their previous studio album, Violence Unimagined, in 2021. Like I said, they recorded this at Eric Rutan's studio in Florida, and everybody in the band said this is the smoothest album. It went smooth as snot. The album was actually named by drummer Paul Mazurkiewicz, and he said it was an appropriate representation of the band. And bassist Alex Webster said it felt like it was a continuation of Violence Unimagined. Guitarist Rob Barrett said that their songwriting skills had evolved in a way that every song paves its own path, whether it be straightforward, technical, or a mix of both. And this album is very different from their previous albums. It is way more technical for sure. He said there wasn't no conscious effort in it. That's just the way it ended up being. And Eric Rutan, this was his actual 6th album that he produced for the band. He was producing their records before he was even in the band. think he joined the band in 2019. He tried to push the envelope and explore new territory this time around. And that they did. Not at all that they changed their sound on the record. They just made their sound better. All right, let's go over the track listing here. Track 1, Overlords of Violence. Track 2, Frenzied Feeding. Track 3, Summon for Sacrifice. And there's a very cool video for that on YouTube. Same with track 4, Blood Blind. Cool video for that. Track 5, Vengeful Invasion. Track 6, title track of the album, Chaos Horrific. And there's also a video for that. Now, when they made the videos for this album, they're like little mini movies, so very cool. Track 7, Fracture and Refracture. Track 8, Pitchfork Impalement. 9, Pestilential Rictus. And track 10, Drain You Empty. And that song has some amazing guitar work in it. And that is the track listing for Cannibal Corpse, Chaos Horrific. And to give you a taste of it, I will be playing snippets at the end of the episode, so stay tuned for that. All right, the tour. They did a headlining tour for this record, 25 dates, starting in Nashville, Tennessee, on the same day that they released the album, actually, and ending up October 21st in Louisville, Kentucky. They actually played the Factory in Deep Ellum, Dallas on the 18th of October last year, but I wanted to go, but that was smack dab right in the middle of haunt season, so. And they had Mayhem, Gore Guts, and Blood Incantation on that bill as well. And they also are touring this spring, starting this spring in April, supporting Amon Amarth. And also Obituary and Frozen Soul are on that bill. I think the closest place they're coming is San Antonio or Houston. But there is a date open in between the San Antonio date and when they go on to Phoenix, so maybe they'll pop up here in Dallas and I can get to go see them. That's right around my birthday. That'd be fucking awesome. All right, here's my thoughts on this album. Very well produced. Eric Rattan did a very good job producing this album. Sounds great. They took their time on it to put this out. His guitar work is awesome on here. Very technical, like I stated before. George's vocals. What else can you say about George's vocals? It's George. It's fucking Corpse Grinder. So, I like this album a lot. I highly suggest it. It's on Apple and Spotify if you want to listen to it. But like I said, I'm going to play you some snippets if you want to check it out first. So that's all I have for Cannibal Corpse, Chaos Horrific. All right, everybody, if you want to follow us on social media, search the Evil Never Dies podcast, or I always put all the links in the show notes on the YouTube and the audio version, so you can find it there. Hit that like and subscribe button on the YouTube for sure. Appreciate everybody that watches and listens. And we will talk to you Sunday night. I think we're doing a movie called The Church. It's from like 1988. So we will talk to you Sunday night. Thanks again and stay evil, everybody.
Only defense from the jury.